Book One, The Runaway Recruit.
Chapter One. Melting snowdrifts with grassy knolls poking through made a patchwork of the far east lands as winter surrendered its icy grip of the earth to oncoming spring. Snowdrop, chickweed and shepherd's purse nodded gratefully beneath a bright mid-morning sun which beamed through small islands of breeze-chased clouds, carrying half-melted icicles along. A tinkling, chuckling stream bounded from rocky cliff ledges, meandering around fir and pine groves toward broad open plains. Already, a few hardywood ants and honeybees were abroad in the copse fringes, clamouring and gaggling. A skein of barnacle geese in wavering formation winged their way overhead toward the coastline. All around, the land was wakening to springtime, and it promised to be a fair season. It is often said that a madness takes possession of certain hares in spring, and any beast watching the performance of one such creature would have had his worst fears confirmed. Tamalo Deformalo Tussock, to give this young hare his full title, was doing battle with imaginary enemies. Armed with stick and slingshot, he flung himself recklessly from a rock ledge, whirling the stone-loaded sling and thwacking left and right with his stick, yelling,
"Eulalia! Have at you, villainous vermin! Tis myself, Captain Tammy of the Long Patrol! Take that, you wicked weasel! Ha! Thought you'd sneak up behind a chap, eh? Well, have some of this, you rotten rot! Beg pardon, rotten rat!"
Hurling himself down in the snow, he lashed out powerfully with his long back legs.
"What ho! That'll give you a bellyache to last the season, me laddo. Want some more? Ha ha! Thought you didn't. Go on, run for your lives, you cowardly crew. It'll take more than 500 of you to bring down Captain Tammo by the lifted wood."
Satisfied that he had given a justly deserved thrashing to half a thousand fictitious foe beasts, Tammo sat up in the snow, eating a few pawfuls to cool himself down.
"Just let him come back. I'll show the blighters what. There ain't a foe beast in the blinking land can defeat me. Yeah, get off!"
He felt himself hauled roughly upright by both ears. Lynham and Saith, Tamo's elder brother and sister, had sneaked up and grabbed him.
"Playing soldiers again?"
Lynham's firm grip indicated that there would be no chance of escape. Tamo's embarrassment at being caught at his game made him even more indignant.
"Unhand me at once, Milario, if you know what's good for you,"
he said, struggling.
"I can walk by myself."
Sade gave Tamo's ear an extra tweak as she admonished him.
"Colonel wants a word with you, wretch, about his battle axe."